Like, what's just, your, like, what do you envision? Like, what are you, like, striving for? You know, what do you, like, better. See yourself and, like...
I want to own a store. That's my next thing. Like, owning a store. Like, or a storefront.
A clothing store?
Yeah. Like doing clothes. Yeah, clothes, for sure.
Okay.
Because I like the dress. I love the dress. I can see it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Like,
man,
yeah.
I'm definitely
I love it.
You said, okay.
China
like,
Batty Johnson. Make sure y'all show. I mean, make sure y'all go follow me. Follow me on Facebook.
Not
China Batty
real.
Johnson.
Not for real.
Yeah, for yes. sure. Like, I love it. I love to sell clothes.
I love it.
It's gonna take 4 days, some shoes to get me home. I don't wanna go now. I'm gonna stay right here and rebuild this home. Oh yeah, yeah. Yes, I am woman, yeah. Until we split up or something.
It's your host, Lisa Ray. We got Naughty G in the building,
yes,
too.
Yes, sir.
All right. And this is a very special episode because this is my first episode doing Women's Cheat Codes
yeah,
with
for
these
sure.
amazing guests, okay?
Yeah,
we got some
yeah,
guests
yeah.
in this bitch that's going to turn
for
this
sure.
up.
Yeah.
And everything happens for the right time and the right reason, okay? And also, if y'all didn't know, it's Women's History Month.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
So we making history right
yeah,
here, right
definitely.
Now.
Yeah. Yep.
Dropping Women's Cheat Codes, very first episode. So let's get into it. So,
yeah, for sure.
As my bro Rob say, the best introductions come from the person themselves. So go yeah, ahead yeah. and introduce yourself, miss.
My name is China.
Oh.
I'm from Kankakee, Illinois. Okay. But of course, I'm located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yep.
Y'all can catch me at China Batty Johnson on Facebook. Make sure y'all add me. Or really follow me because I got too many, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to follow her.
Yeah, period. Make sure y'all do that.
And then introduce yourself.
I'm Dredo, Mr. Trap Elite himself.
Yes, sir.
You can find me on Instagram at Trap Elite.
Okay.
That's with 3 P's, Pursue Permanent Privilege.
Right.
TRAPP Elite.
Okay. Y'all got Instagrams and stuff like that
yeah.
people can follow?
Yeah.
Same
Instagram,
thing or?
Instagram. I got Instagram. She got Instagram.
Okay. What's y'all Instagram? Is it the same
My
thing?
My Instagram is China Latrice.
And what's yours?
China Latrice.
Trap Elite.
Trap Elite. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we got the superstar couple in the building
yeah,
today.
For sure.
You know, it was supposed to be women's only, but you know, that's okay. So she brought her man with her, and we're going to talk about some things today. So y'all say y'all been in a relationship for how long?
Like 2.5 years.
Two and a half. Okay. How's it? Rate y'all relationship out of 1 to 10.
I'm about to say like a 7.5.
Eight. Damn, y'all said y'all was riding. Damn, on the same page. Y'all in love
yeah,
and shit.
That's definitely real. Hell yeah, that's my nigga.
Niggas in love and shit.
Definitely.
Yeah. Three, okay, three
is
like.
Damn, y'all in love and shit. That's dope though, cause niggas would have said wrong answers and shit.
Right, he
would
have said 3.
Oh God, what?
Maybe saying 3.
That's crazy.
Damn, shit, 3. Who even made it on the show? Fuck tomorrow, for real.
For sure.
So. Where y'all meet at?
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee? Oh, you from Milwaukee?
Yeah, she laughing. Why not? Right. Give me the story. Born how right. did y'all
yeah.
meet?
Yeah, give us a story, shit.
I'm Milwaukee, man, all day, man. If I want to
play
with you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You know.
Trying to give us a story of how y'all met.
So how do we meet? So we met basically at the liquor store, like, you know.
Oh yeah,
the liquor store. I mean,
let's
be
real.
Ain't no basically that y'all met at
I mean,
the liquor store.
You know, it's crazy how people be meeting though. Like seriously,
yeah,
like
I mean,
people can meet wherever.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
literally,
yeah.
grocery store, outside right. fixing the tie, whatever.
Yeah.
Like for real.
I mean,
yeah,
that's
oh,
cute
God,
though. I mean,
yeah.
most people nowadays
yeah.
be on Tinder, so
yeah.
y'all met
yeah.
in real
yeah.
life.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
he approached you.
How did that go? Oh, I was giving the guy in the liquor store a business card.
Oh, word.
On some business.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You know, that come first.
Right.
Yeah.
So I began shopping with her.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah. Supporting.
Supporting.
Okay.
Hey, don't
okay.
get it confused, though, because everybody can't shout me if they finna get my number.
Right,
but
right.
Yeah,
though. Yeah.
Go ahead.
It was support out the gate. And I felt some. And should I tell the story?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Tell it.
Yeah.
I told three different individuals. No, was it? No, two different individuals
mm-hmm.
that I was going to get my woman. And I was riding around. I had my own vehicle.
And
right,
this was
right,
before
right.
that you knew her or before
yeah.
that y'all was together?
I just gave
this
my business card.
This was after I was shopping with her
for a little minute.
Okay.
Was, okay,
after
okay.
I was supporting.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Oh, okay.
After
it's
I was
a...
supporting for a while. So, and I felt the chemistry. And I told two different individuals I was riding with that day. I had my vehicle parked, and I was riding with my people, and I'm like, man, take me up to I gotta go get my woman. I gotta go get my woman. Take me up there.
Where was the street?
So, on 76. On 76, where she posted.
76 and what? Like, shooting a dollar down, Mill Road.
Yeah, Mill Road. And I'm like, take me up there to my woman, man. I gotta go get my woman. So they like, man, okay, let me go do this first and whatever.
Right.
I'm like, man. So I'm like, man, take me to my car. So they drop me off to my car, and what I do? I come up there.
Pulled up.
I came and got my woman.
Yeah. Asked me on a date.
What? On a date?
I'm like, wait. And I appreciate that because niggas don't be taking women on dates no more. Yeah. They just be,
That was real cute.
Very romantic. I love that. She looking like,
because I was definitely single at the time. You know what I'm saying? Definitely was single. Shit.
I'm a big single. And you seem like the woman that's okay with being single.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, yeah, I am. Like, you know, but I would rather. Yeah, I'd rather, yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
Definitely. Y'all got kids and stuff together?
No.
No?
No.
So, y'all planning on something?
Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah. In the future.
Okay,
you know.
shit.
You're coming soon.
I got two, but I want like four. Kind of.
Kind of like two. Me? Okay.
Well. You, yeah, y'all.
You got two together?
No, we have two. Her two.
Okay, well, her two. And then you just
see, that's
you just
a real nigga
her,
right there.
Her kids at
that's
home.
A real nigga right
that.
There. You know what I'm saying? We got two.
We got two.
Yeah, don't forget, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a real man right there. That's a real man right there. For sure.
Oh, hold on. What's that on? What's on the finger, though?
Y'all engaged? Hold on.
Okay. When that happened?
On your birthday?
Last what year? Was the proposal like?
No, 2 years ago. It was like 2 years ago.
What was the proposal like?
It was.
Did he propose?
Yeah, he proposed. Okay. And it was real shocking. It was, yeah. It
was it really shocking, or did you know?
No,
it
really
was.
I swear to God, I never even knew.
Okay, that's nice.
It was like, it caught me off guard. Because honestly, though, that really was like my first time ever really getting proposed to. And yeah, it was like real cute, real nice.
Yeah, tell me the story.
Oh, well, it was my birthday.
I got proposed to before, and I knew the whole time. So I had to act surprised. Aww. Yeah. So
it'd be like, that's my friend.
She really didn't know.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Tell us a story,
yeah,
shit.
I want to know.
So, I want to know, too.
Y'all is funny.
So, for my birthday, we went out to a dinner. And at the dinner, he had invited all his family. Then my mom came out, which is surprising.
Yeah, that's dope.
Because, Okay, but.
You know when mama come out, something.
And I really was like a little shocked, like, wait, what? And I guess she already had new, too. So. Yeah, it was like
he get out on one
knee. He got on one knee. Yeah, he did.
Or did he Gucci Man propose to you?
No, he got out on one knee. And it was actually like he was playing a song. It was like this song. What was it called? I forgot. It's like an old school song. It's like something my grandma used to sing. What is it called?
It was End of the Road.
Boyz II Men.
Yeah, I can't
actually.
Okay,
Okay, yeah.
So it was kind of like
your ass was crying.
Yes, it was. I really was.
Hey,
and
hey,
I was
DJ Light, man,
I was so shocked, like, wait, what? Because I turned around, he was on his knees, and I'm like, oh my God.
Did
like,
you start
wait,
crying?
What? I did.
You know,
I did.
It's real
I dropped down to my knees, like, oh my God, I felt so weak. Like, damn, this is real. Like, oh my God, that was so cute.
That's
like, I love
beautiful.
That. Like,
so y'all
yeah.
plan on doing this life shit together forever.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely don't mind.
That's a beautiful thing. So tell the girlies out there who are in a relationship to, you know, you've been through past relationships before. I feel like you're in a healthier relationship. Y'all in a good place. So give the girlies out there a cheat code for maintaining a healthy relationship with someone. Something, not even on them, but something that you had to change within yourself or something that you need to work on in order to keep your relationship healthy.
So I say more so just be open about certain things. You know what I'm saying? Like damn near everything. Like let's be real. Just be open. Like I feel like the more open you are, the more healthy your relationship will be. Mm-hmm. Like
it's about everything.
Yeah.
Don't keep no
cause
secrets.
It's like what are we doing? Like what is we doing?
Right.
If we playing house, we serious, we finna get married, we
right.
just you know what I'm saying? Like what we doing?
That's how you came at him?
Yeah, he knows what's up with me.
Oh,
like,
okay.
And on top of that, it seemed like y'all do business together. Like y'all are like a power couple, like for real. Like how did you cultivate? Like, I know you were supporting her business when you first met, but how do y'all work together as far as like financially wise? You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of couples go wrong because nigga ain't got no money, bitch lazy. You know what I'm saying? Both of y'all seem like y'all work pretty much good together. So
he actually bringing his own money. So when he bringing his own money, we put our money together and we make it happen.
That's
like,
the thing.
Yeah,
that's
I can't just be the only
that's
provider and I'm just the one just bringing. No, it gotta be two. Mm. It gotta be two. Mm. Because if it ain't two, it ain't going to work. Let's be real. No, don't care if it's a hustle. I don't care if it's a job, 9 to 5. Like, yeah, you
got
to do
something.
So y'all
don't rely on each other. Y'all got your
own. No, yeah, everybody got their own hustle. Yep. Yeah, everybody doing what they doing.
That's dope.
And it's coming together as one. It's making it be, you know, boom.
Yeah, something special.
Yeah.
Yeah, what made it what's different is you met her as a hustler. You didn't make her a hustler. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty dope finding a girl like that. You know what I'm saying?
Both of us is hustlers in our own right.
Yeah, that's what, that's what I'm saying. It's hard to find a woman that's out here really getting it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So
true.
So what's the first thing you noticed about him when you saw him?
The shoes. Real.
Girls go for the shoes.
Shit, let's be real.
The fuck? Girls go for the shoes.
Yeah, I was damn, boy.
Like, what you mean? Hold on, what you mean by that?
Now he was standing and shit.
Girls really look at that type
man,
shit?
Man, listen, I don't know what females look at, but I was looking at that, like.
Okay. Like, what the stand told
like
I don't know. It was
kind of
like a, it was his demeanor.
He's giving little fruity vibes, but he's still like.
You gonna know. As a woman, you definitely gonna know, like.
Yeah.
Damn, who the fuck? Hold on. I don't know, it kind of turned me on. It kind of
like, oh, okay.
I ain't know girls to look at nigga stands.
Yes, is you crazy? What?
Yeah.
Females definitely look at your stands. Believe me. They definitely do. Yeah.
Damn.
Man, you got some women that look at certain things. Like, you might think, like, what the hell? But yeah.
So the stands, okay, then what?
I looked at the stands first. And then, you know, as I'm talking to the cashier, you know what I'm saying, about my business or whatever.
Right.
And then it was like, I seen him jogging. Yeah, no, I'm just like, I seen him there. So I was like, you know.
I seen something.
I'm like, shit, give your business cards too. You know what I'm saying? Look, add me on Facebook.
You know, I'm born and raised from Milwaukee. So,
oh, for real?
Seeing a woman that's not from there.
From there, right.
You gonna know.
You can tell she's from there. Okay, okay.
So, what made her stand out from, like, from not being there? Because I've never been to Milwaukee like
her
that.
Aura.
You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Her aura. Out the gate.
Her energy, I can see that.
You a Taurus, what's your sign?
Aquarius.
You Aquarius. Okay,
sure. Damn, how I'm y'all
Libra.
Work? No,
Libra.
They say Taurus and Aquarius don't be working. Y'all believe in that horoscope shit, huh?
I do.
You do?
I fucks with
I
that.
I do to an extent. I ain't gonna go to like
extent.
Pull in and be like, you know, you doing this because you're a Taurus, you know?
Yeah, I feel you, but some of that shit do be true. Like,
the whole energy thing, your persona and shit. So, yeah that's what's up. That's what's
damn,
up.
Okay, let's take it back a little bit, though. So, can you tell us where you grew up at, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Kankakee,
okay.
Illinois. Whoop, whoop. They call
that
it the Kankakee.
So
Kankakee. K3. Killer Keys. Right. Y'all know what's going on.
Killer Keys.
But yeah, you know about that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
yeah.
So can you tell us your family dynamic and stuff, brothers, sisters? And
I have, on my mom's side, I have 2 sisters, 1 brother.
Yeah.
Shout out Wook.
Wooka!
Shout out to my sister Ray.
Ray.
And Shauna, Rashana, Big Facts. You know what I'm saying? Shout her out. She got her own little clothing line and stuff going on right now.
Shout
Adequate Apparel.
Right
Big Facts. Yeah, make sure y'all add her, Rashana Adams, on Facebook.
Yep.
Period. Then I got my girl Jerika Gear. You know, she doing her thing. She be shipping everything as well as me.
Right.
Jerika Gear on Facebook. China Batty Johnson on Facebook. Make sure y'all go ahead and add them, follow them.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And then, can't go wrong.
I love it.
And then I wanted to ask you, okay, you grew up playing sports and stuff, right?
Yes.
What all sports did you play?
So I played basketball, volleyball. I did track. Little football. No, just
you was good. Too.
Nah, I ain't no football, but yeah.
Yeah, but you were very good in those sports too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And y'all actually made news and shit too, the newspapers and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I remember as a kid seeing that shit. Y'all niggas were really good.
Yeah. My name stayed in the paper.
On basketball or volleyball? Or just all
just
three.
All of them. Okay. All three. Yeah. My name stayed in the paper.
Yeah, for sure.
Period.
Yeah.
Period.
Rashika, I mean, you know.
No, go
Rashika,
ahead, say
man.
It,
Rashika,
say
motherfucking
it.
Trash,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Y'all know what's going on.
Motherfucking know, man.
Look, China, look.
No, motherfuckers know.
Big China,
they knew that.
So, father growing up, or?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
It was like, Yeah, like he wasn't in the house, right. You know, type but shit. Him but and he was of course, he stayed in Minnesota, so by him staying in Minnesota, like I go out there and visit, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I used to love going out there visit my daddy. That's my. That's
do
my
Do you wish guy. Like as a kid, he would have been in the crib more or?
You know what? Yeah, that'd have been love. Yeah. You know, but I understand. I understand a lot of things, man. Like right. Now that I'm older, now it's like, damn, shit. Yeah, I understand. It's I get crazy, it. You know.
I ain't trying to speak on dads right now, okay? But my dad was never around, and, you know, and I ain't mad about it or nothing. I'm grown as hell, my own kids, yeah. And all that type of shit. But the only thing I would say about my dad is now that I'm older, it's just like, you're still not doing what you're supposed to do to show me, like, love and support. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, even the distance thing, like, you can still show love from a distance, mm-hmm. and gifts, mm-hmm. and support. You know, he don't do none of that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's the thing, but... That's nice having a father that you can, like, look up to and get advice from here and
How old
there.
Are you?
So, I'm 26.
Oh, just a baby.
I
damn.
Just a baby, but aww. I'm grown as hell, though.
Period.
Okay.
Yeah, I can tell, though. I can tell your demeanor. Look, your energy, too.
Thank you, boo.
Big facts.
Appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
big
so, facts. So let me ask both of y'all, since, yeah. you know, you didn't have a dad and you kind of did or whatever.
Yeah, I got a dad.
Like, and,
Like, do y'all feel like, I miss my dad. Let's not. Okay.
Do y'all That's feel like that affects little girls that like you can't like you know a full time dad? Do y'all think that's necessary?
You know what? Yes.
I mean, that was one of the questions yeah. I was actually going to go into. It's just like, how did your parents' relationship affect how you look at love and how you look at relationships? And me personally, ooh. I'm gonna let you speak in a second. But me personally. No. I never had a dad to show me, like, you know, how I'm supposed to be interacting with men and stuff. So all I had was my mom, and my mom was kind of sporadic. She's been married 5 times. You know what I'm saying? She's always needed someone there to comfort her, and just she's always had somebody. So that's where I kind of, like, you know, when you get older, you kind of, like, see the cycle you're going down and, like, the repetitive actions that you're doing, and you kind of got to check yourself, like, hold on, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm not my mama, you know? Yeah. I want to live my life how I want to live my life, yeah. So... You know, that's how it kind of affected me. I'm pretty sure if I had my dad, he would, you know, show me the ropes, give me the signs of a fuck nigga before I didn't had a baby with him yeah. or I didn't, you know, before I didn't yeah. fucking, you know, did all okay. the shit I wasn't supposed to do, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, life works out how it works out.
Right,
you know?
For so, sure. For sure. What about
it
you,
is what
Shay?
It is. Go ahead.
I definitely feel you on that. Yeah, so as far as, like, my mom, like, she did everything. Like, let's be real.
Right.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Shout out to my auntie Gina, like she came through like on my dad's side. She came through when she needed to. I ain't gonna lie, like when it was time for like homecoming, prom, and stuff like that. Like she came through. She sent us money. She gave us money to get our hair done. Like certain yeah. things like that. So it was kind of like a, you know, shout out to my daddy too though.
You had a good support system.
He definitely,
system.
Yeah, that's what yeah. it was. Support yeah. system for sure. And my mama, she did what she did. She worked 2 jobs. Like, shout out to my mama, man, Deborah Williams. Yeah, you feel me? Like, shout yeah, big facts, big D money. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like, I love that lady, man. She crazy, but I love her, though, man. Like, yeah. yeah. Sure. She showed me the ropes about certain things in life, too, though, as far as even if it did hurt me. Like, it's still, like, as I got older, I realized, like, damn, I kind of appreciate that, though, because if I would never went through certain things I went through, I would never knew things I knew now. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
you gotta go
and it made
it.
Me stronger. Yeah, it definitely made me real, like, yeah.
Right.
Like so a beast sure. type shit. Like, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I love your energy. I
Thank
love everything
you.
About you. You know, both of y'all, but, it's, you know, it's Women's Cheat Code, yeah, so I got to put emphasis on the women. Okay. I love your energy. So have you always been this boss-ass, you know, energetic, you know, just that girl? Or, like, did something happen in your life? Or what's, like, the greatest obstacle you ever that you overcame that made you, like, okay, like, I'm that bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of women don't have your confidence, don't have your energy. You know what I'm saying? So give a tip out there for the baddies to help them, like, grow and become the woman that they're supposed to be, that they want to be, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. So, what really got me to, like, really get motivated in this thing called life was when I had got put out of a crib. I was only there for, like, a month. And the landlord...
You got put out in a month?
Listen, because I ain't no mean person. Like, let's be real. Like, I love, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, like, you my people, I'm gonna fuck with you. Like,
right,
you can come
sure.
stay with me or whatever.
Sure.
So I guess it was too many people in the crib. And the landlord must have found out, so he put me out. And I'm like, damn, all right, cool. So I had to go stay with somebody. And by me, I had to go stay with somebody that was like a... Oh, that was like a punch in the stomach.
Yeah,
like, fuck. Like damn.
Yeah.
I just moved up in here. I just got all this stuff. Like, yeah. Oh, God. So, that kind of had me, like, feeling the type of way. And it kind of motivated me too, though, to like go harder. Like after that right there, that made me go harder. Like yeah. honestly, that it made me like
ain't no going back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I have not been back. Like yeah, I've been making it do what it do. Like yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
like I had to.
For sure.
And so, do you think your growing up at K3 made you one of them hustlers too?
Or? Damn,
cause you know it's hard.
You know what? It is kind of sorta. Cause Kankakee really isn't. I mean.
Is Kankakee like?
It's like Rockford. Let's be real. It's definitely like Rockford. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It got
smaller though. It's way smaller.
It is way smaller, but that's what makes it even worse.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I know.
It's like,
God,
everybody
yeah.
know each other.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Kankakee cool. Like, I love Kankakee because that's where I'm from.
Right.
But it's like, to stay there and to continue to go up there, like, come on, man. Like, the world too big. Like, let's be real. Yeah. Like, it's too big.
Do
like, not saying
though?
Where
you
I
miss it though, huh?
No, I don't.
You don't miss it?
No.
Oh, man.
I don't.
No, she
had good time.
Her
I don't. Exactly. You know
like,
exactly.
That's
yeah.
Start
too.
Start
yeah.
And go back to that.
There you
love
go.
That,
right
you
there.
Know
right
good
there.
Though.
It is good memories. I love to go there when.
Cause it
family
made,
around.
It made
yeah,
out
that's,
who you
that's,
are.
Yeah.
Kankakee done raised you,
yeah,
okay?
It definitely did. Definitely. And it, yeah. it did. It really did, though. Cause it really made me to be independent, too, though. It did. Kankakee really did. Because let's be real. Like, nowadays, I'm scared to let my kids go outside in Wisconsin. Like, I'm not finna do that in Milwaukee.
Right, yeah, for sure.
I'm not finna let my kids be outside playing and...
For sure.
We can't do that. Or go walking or ride their bike. Like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, no, it was a different time.
So, you got kids now. Do you try to teach, like, push them to sports too? Or you just let
I
them
I do. Because my kids are so tall. And it's like, I need y'all to be like me. Like...
I bet that is because you
they
tall.
They is.
How
they
tall,
really
how
is.
How tall is they dad?
Oh, God. They dad 6'6".
Above, yeah.
Six, six. Yeah, and they definitely above average. They've been above average since they was born. Like, they've been long. They yeah. long kids. They
your
tall.
Ass was short.
She I know. I was never
so
short.
So your kids stay with you, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's up, motherhood?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's bittersweet
sometimes. Oh God! Somebody you know give me some tips, advice on girls. Like,
girl, I'm
damn.
Dealing with the same thing. I got a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old. And my 4-year-old.
They getting bullied,
how
bro.
How old is your girl?
11.
Oh yeah, I'm not even there yet. I'm not. Oh, my girl is 7 and she already got so much attitude.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
You know what I'm saying? So like, you,
sometimes
bullied
you out
just
here.
Gotta let her go through her little mood, you know, and break it down to her. Like, you know,
yeah.
you gotta come down to her level,
yeah.
you know. But
I do,
honestly.
Though. I try to. Work
humans,
I am too. Yeah,
that's
with
emotions,
is. And we all new to this. Like, let's be real. Like,
yeah.
I never had kids before. Like,
right, right,
you know,
right. right. That's
I'm only 33.
Too, yeah.
Like,
you know,
you know,
to motherhood.
Exactly,
you know
exactly.
But my thing as mothers, like, it's so easy to like get you know stressed out and like
yeah.
you know take it out on your kids. But as long as we are able to check ourselves
mm-hmm.
and be like, okay, hold on, like. It's not so much them, it's I'm stressed out. And taking
exactly.
that, taking that self-care time for us so that we don't traumatize our kids.
Yeah,
right, for sure.
We can go there real quick,
yeah.
but you know what I'm saying? We got to, like, you know, be mindful of what we're doing
yeah.
and what we're saying to
yeah.
our kids because that
right.
shit sticks with them
that's
forever.
True. And
so,
that's true.
Yeah.
And that's true.
So.
That is true. And it's good to apologize, too, after you didn't got back to your right state of mind or whatever.
Yes.
Like, as far as just being a mother, though. Like, for
yes.
real. It's
I don't
like,
apologize
it's definitely...
I do sometimes.
Oh God,
yeah,
no.
sometimes you have to, though. Like,
yeah,
for real,
like
because
if you have to, like
women,
a punishment, you know,
yeah.
whoopings.
Yeah.
You know, that's
it's
what
like,
it is.
This is why I did this, or this is where I'm at, or whatever, you know.
But if you in your right mind and you punish your kids, but sometimes you just frustrated, 9 times out of 10, that frustration will turn into
yeah.
a should be an apology because you're working out of anger,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
for sure, for
yeah.
sure.
We
yeah.
all learning, we all growing,
definitely.
We all getting better every day.
Definitely.
Ain't nobody perfect.
Yeah,
but
it's life.
Yeah,
it's
no,
definitely
sure.
life.
Love my girl Sheik. I love her energy. We done vibed already. I done got a taste of who you are, like, and I love everything about you already.
That's
so
fine.
My question, first question for you is, when did you? Cause you seem like a real nigga, but you also are feminine at the same time. When did you start stepping into your femininity? Because I remember, because we both play sports. We both good at basketball. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? I was a big tomboy when I was
Period.
A big, when I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? But when did you start stepping into your, like, femininity? And what made you start, like, becoming more, like, you know, this flamboyant woman that you are now?
So, honestly, really, like, when I started hustling. Like, I feel like, because before then, I was really just, you know, working, 9 to 5. And it's like... I was really in that, still that little tomboyish stage, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it really didn't give me girly vibes until I was out here, like, outside hustling. Like,
yeah,
that kind of
gave
me.
You can use your superpower.
Exactly.
To, you know,
hear me? Like,
you know,
yeah.
I can get love
like,
from both
oh,
sides.
Oh, this
know
how this
saying?
Shit go. All right.
So, you know, I know your man sitting over here, but that's okay. So, I just have a question. So, like, are you, like, Are you like strictly dickly, or are you like on the spectrum a little bit? You know, like.
Oh yeah, yeah. Big facts.
Honesty shots. Honesty shots right now.
No, big facts. Debbie love the Dito. You know what I'm saying? Okay, yeah, big facts. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, for sure.
Yeah, that's
for
my. Sure. Yeah, that's I love my.
That. So, what's your biggest turn on from a man, and what's your biggest turn off from a man?
My biggest turn on,
like
is
in,
shit.
Like in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? Like, what gets you like, okay, like I want to show this man like all of me, my femininity, you know, in the bedroom. It was like, nah, I'm closing my shit off.
So, closing my shit off, I'm going to say, like, man, all the way around, like, you got to just come correct. Like, just come correct, period. Like, as far as everything, dick-wise, dick-ling, you feel me? Like, let's be real.
Let's
like,
be real,
if
okay.
we going to be real, we going to be real. Yeah, like, okay, for real. Yeah, that's mean, my type of shit. Like, anyway, like.
What, sweetie, say, ain't itch big ass my type, okay?
For but real, though. Definitely got to be that, like, though. But yeah, like, for sure. So that shit turns me the fuck on. Like, and then just you and your personality, period. Like, your personality for sure. That's number one. Like, cause you can't give me no bare room. Your personality shitty as fuck. Like, ain't no way in hell.
Right. It's like a performance.
Yeah. Like,
out,
yeah.
Man.
Like, what we doing?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
I can't fuck with you throwing my energy off. But yeah. Other than that, yeah.
Okay. So you said you are a mom of
yes.
two kids.
Yes.
How old are your kids?
11 and 6. Cause I didn't know that, you know, having girls was like how it is now.
You birthed yourself.
Yeah. Actually, I had a C-section.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had a C-section.
Well, yeah. Why'd you have to have a C-section?
Because they said I only dilated to like 3 centimeters.
Okay.
They said my
your pussy was just like
too tight. Yeah.
Damn,
basically.
Okay. Your nigga like, yeah, I can vouch for that.
Ah, you fuck it. I really ain't want the shit. But I'm like, damn. But they like, damn, what were you doing? Exercising? I'm like, yeah, I was exercising. But yeah.
Honey.
So yeah, they still was just it wasn't working. It went open.
And then you got 11-year-old girl and then
a 6-year-old boy.
6-year-old boy and he's in first grade kindergarten.
First.
Okay. I teach first grade, so I'm
just
be curious. So like, you know,
that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up.
My son, he's in first grade and I have twins that are in first grade.
That's what's up.
My son is in my classroom because he bad as fuck. Let me just keep it real. Like, he couldn't handle himself in any other classroom but mine. So like, and he has a lot of energy. He on medicine. Like, he got ADHD and all that type of shit. But he's really smart and all that. So, you know, so I'm just working through that with him and trying to get him on the right page. But he's always had a lot of energy, even when he was a kid. So, I feel you, girl. That's why I'm just trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying, what their ages are and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You seem like a great mother.
Yeah, I'll be doing what I got to do, man. You know what I'm saying? She kind of get a little frustrated sometimes. But, you know, that's damn near like life, though. It kind of grow on you after a while. Like, as far as when you feel like you have to do damn near literally everything. Damn near. You know? I get a little help, though, from her grandma, though. Shout out to Lucy. For sure.
Not for a support system is everything.
It is. It really is.
Support system is everything. And luckily, you got a man there to help you now. But honestly, I feel like I'm just all by myself.
Shout out to my baby, too.
Yeah,
for sure.
Shout out.
Shout out to Dre, though, for real.
No,
come through when he come through, too, for sure, though. Like, yeah.
Girl,
definitely the difference.
I was in a relationship, but I just felt like at the time, I was like, I needed to heal from my last, you know what I'm saying? So I got into a relationship, but it was like too fast. And I just wasn't comfortable with some of the stuff he was doing. Like, so now me and my babies are at a stage where we're all healing. You know, we're all, they sleep with me every night. They're clingy as fuck, you know what I'm saying? They don't have that male role model in their house, in the household, but they got me, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like can't nobody raise your kids better than you. And I don't have it all. But when my last relationship, I was just like, he was yelling at my kids and stuff, and something ain't sit right with me. I'm just like, I'm
like,
yelling at my
babies.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta protect these kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, the actions you do and who you with makes a big difference in your kid's life.
Do.
And I feel like you have a great
person
by your side that can be a good role model for your kids. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Honesty shots.
Honesty shot. Let's go.
What do you miss about being single?
Being single, well, not checking in, you know, just doing whatever you want to do. I mean,
that's where I'm at right now, girl.
Yeah. I mean, it do be fun at times. Like, let's be real.
Okay. Like when you single, you know, it'd be fun.
So,
but,
so what do you think the pros and cons of being single? Because I'm big single right now, okay? I mean, and like I'm living like, you know, I'm single. I'm, you know, I just feel free, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes it be getting lonely, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say.
Find someone exactly. to, you know, cuddle with at
yeah,
nighttime.
Yeah, so when it gets nighttime, exactly. It's like a damn. Like you finna go home to yourself? Like, it get boring after a while. Like, who want to keep living their life like that? Like, let's be real. Like, I mean, it's okay for the moment. Like, yeah, it'd be cool. Yeah. Or whatever. Or people go through different things, too. Like, yeah. let's be real. So, when people go through different things and you know what you know, and it's like you have to accept certain things for what it is. Like, shit. Okay? Yeah. Either we gonna rock it or we ain't.
No, for real. I love that.
But ain't nothing wrong with being
single,
though.
So, how do you keep your man, like, intrigued? Because I feel like a lot of relationships that are together for more than 2 years, because I told you already, like,
yeah,
my relationship after about a year and a half, it just got boring, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, how do you keep that spice going in your relationship, you know what I'm saying, to, like, so just keep it interesting?
Honestly, me being me, like, I'm a little outgoing. I'm outgoing as fuck.
I already know. He don't get more with you.
Hey, yeah, for real though. Like, I wear my wigs and shit too. Like, that's another thing. So, I could be Sarah today. I could be goddamn Tommy tomorrow. I could be goddamn Trina tomorrow. I could be goddamn next day. You know what I'm saying? Like, different people.
You don't need to go to no other bitch.
Exactly. Like, I'm all her. Bitch, you hear me? Like, yeah, for real. For real though. So, it's kind of like a vibe though, anyway, with me. I ain't gonna lie. It's always a vibe.
I fucks with that.
Yeah, for sure.
I fucks with that.
Okay. Yeah. For sure, for sure.
So, what about, like, in a bedroom wise? Like, what do you do to, like, spice it up? You know what I'm saying?
You know, get that motherfucker back. You know, do it, do that too. Shit, you know, switch the wigs and shit up. You know, and yeah, just, you know, I ain't gonna lie. I don't know how to dance, but I will dance though. Like, shake my ass and shit a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, make it do what it do. You know, I'm a little thick hand now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, put on a little sexy lingerie right here and there. You feel me? Like, yeah, though, and do like a little, like last night we did like some little picnic shit. That was real cute.
Aww,
real cute.
Yeah,
he did. He was on overtime. He left work early. But
y'all,
yeah.
And y'all be going on dates and stuff.
Yeah, we definitely do that a lot. Okay. We go on dates like a motherfucker. We go eat everywhere. Yeah, we stay going to eat somewhere.
Y'all, I just love y'all so much because y'all just seem like a hustling ass couple that just got that just get money together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, that's damn in the vibe. Like, that's damn in the vibe. I ain't gonna lie. Because what is we doing though? Like, for real, what are we doing? Like, we just fucking, just to be fucking? Like, no, we finna get some money. Fuck you talking about? Like, you finna,
for real?
Yeah.
So when are y'all getting married?
Shit, it's supposed to be my birthday this year. I'm a tourist, baby. May
15th. May 15th. Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Big facts.
Hell yeah.
Okay, what's the meaning of life? Shit. Motherfucking living, goddamn it. Do whatever you want to do.
Do whatever you want to
do. Do whatever you want to do, man.
What,
like, literally.
Do whatever you want to do.
Like, when I say do whatever you want to do, like, literally, do whatever you want to do. Like, whatever come to your mind, that damn, this is what I want to do. Do that shit. For real. Do that.
Right. So, ain't nothing holding you back, is what you're saying.
No, nothing holding you back. Nothing.
Okay, so what's your key to, like, stop? Because a lot of women are, you know, including myself sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all are not perfect, like I was saying, but what's your key to, like, not letting fear hold you back? You know what I'm saying? Like,
man, like I said, like, mental. It's really all about mental. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, seriously.
Mentality.
Yeah.
Life.
Because it's like, if you let shit fear you and put fear in you and scare you and shit, it's like, you're going to be stuck in the same position. Like, what we doing? Like, no, again, like, what we doing? Like, for real. It's like, get out there and do that shit. Like, what we doing? For real.
I was telling my coworker, I was like, she's struggling right now with school and stuff. And it's just like, you got to be great no matter what you do, whether it's teaching or whether it's something else, you got to be great.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You got to feel powerful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And don't nobody really care about your situation. Like, for real.
Don't
like,
nobody
seriously,
give a fuck.
They really don't.
About
I'm serious
you,
as
but,
fuck.
Girl,
for real. And that's what I had to learn too. Like, you really have to get out here and do shit on your own. Like,
not for real. Because ain't nobody finna come and save you. That's what I learned.
Really not.
Ain't nobody finna come and save you and pull you out your slums and misery and whatever the fuck else. You got to get the fuck up, boss up, and get in the right
seriously
mentality.
Though, because anything can happen tomorrow. Anything can happen. Like, any fucking thing. So, really, mentality-wise, you have to be strong enough to know, like, damn, I really got to.
Have you always been strong mentally, or is there something
you know what,
that, that grew over time?
Actually, I did have to grow that over time, but I have been mentally strong, like, since I was younger, though.
Yeah,
since I was younger.
Do you feel like you had to be mentally
strong?
Yeah,
I had to. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
What made you, like, have to be mentally strong?
What I had to be? Shit.
I ain't trying to get too deep.
Yeah. Shit, I'm a little open, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay.
But, yeah, what had me mentally being strong, when I was younger, I used to get put out a lot. You know what I'm saying? I stayed getting put out. Like, put out the crib. I ain't gonna lie. Like, get out. Get the fuck out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to be kind of on some little Michael Myers ass shit. But you know.
What does that even mean? Like, break that down. Michael. Oh my God. You just go around killing motherfuckers.
No, dang, but like. No, I'm talking about like awesome, like. I was never going though. Like I didn't care. Like, you know.
You just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, at the time. It was like I was just living.
Like what time? Like when you was younger, like 15?
Yeah, like 13. Really like 13, 14, 15 type shit. You know what I'm saying? It kept going. But then as over time though, I got better though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I went off to college. You know, I got scholarships like for my sports and shit. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. It started to become like a trophy type shit. Like, damn, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's I'm getting rewarded. That's what motivated you.
Exactly. Exactly. Because yeah. I got scholarships and I went to school for that. And it was like, by me going to school for all three sports I was doing, like, that kind of made me, too, into a certain type of person. You know what
so
I'm saying?
So, you got a scholarship for basketball, track, and volleyball?
Yeah.
Girl, you was a fucking dog,
I was.
Okay?
I really was.
Like, for real. Like, what? Okay, when did you stop playing sports, though?
What was that? My junior year in college. Because I ended up going to another school, and they didn't have sports there. So, yeah.
Did you graduate from college?
Yep. I got my associate's degree in arts and science, and then I got my bachelor's degree in criminal justice. Okay. I supposed to be in the Yonshan police officer and shit, but you know.
Hey, you would be a dope-ass police officer, okay? Nah, for real. Like, honestly, free mm-hmm. spirits mm-hmm. and branch off and do whatever the fuck we feel like doing at the time that we feel like doing, mm-hmm. girl. And honestly, like, I feel
I
like
you.
Yes. Definitely. You doing the damn thing.
Appreciate
and
it,
I,
love.
Like, I'm, aww. I look up to you.
That's what's up.
So much.
I definitely appreciate that.
No, for real.
For real. That's 100.
I love that.
Big facts.
For sure. So, how was your childhood like?
My childhood? It was cool. Like growing up, it was definitely cool. Like my grandma's house be lit. You hear me? Naughty can vouch for that. Lit.
What you mean?
Hey, when I say all my family used to come out, like
so you came out the womb lit. Is your whole
man?
Family
I swear to God, for real though, we definitely used to be real lit. Like yeah, I used to love my people used to come out from out of town. Like so, by me being in Kankakee, and my people came from Rockford, Joliet, just you know, different little spots around the world. And it was like whenever Ohio. When we used to all link up and stuff, like, it was like a reunion. And it'd be all just at my grandma's house, though, like, on some party stuff. Like, we used to be lit. Like, it was love.
Y'all got so many people in y'all
yes,
family?
We so deep. Definitely deep.
Y'all deep as hell.
Yeah, we
I
deep
wish
deep
I had a family like that.
Yeah, it used to be love. It's still love.
Like, laid back and, like,
ain't nothing wrong with that, though. You got your own family too, though. Now too,
it's
like,
pros and cons to it.
Yeah, always.
I know, right?
Always.
I got
always
branched off, and I created my own family, manifested my own shit. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of manifestation,
mm-hmm.
do you know about manifestation?
Mm-hmm.
How do you manifest? Because we're always manifesting our future on an everyday basis, whether we know it or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, what are you manifesting right now?
What
is to come? Because you already that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you already, you know what I'm saying? Like, something, someone that anybody can look up to. You know what I'm saying? As far as your energy, the way you dress, the way you know, everything, how you interact with people. So, like, what's your next move? What's your next stage?
My next move is really to, like, get my own, like, my own crib.
Like, you want
to
own something.
I want to own something, exactly.
Okay.
Like, I'm not really there yet, you know. Like, I'm steady. I'm really still new to this, though, like, as far as the hustling thing. Like, I've only been hustling really for, like, 3 years now.
Well, that's a
really
long
like
time.
Three and a half, four. So it's kind of like really the pandemic did that. The pandemic, oh gosh, thank you, pandemic. No,
right, okay. So what you mean during the pandemic, you couldn't like, did you lose your job?
Or yeah,
did you, like,
I lost my job. So I was really training for to get my CDLs and drive the school bus. That's what I really was finna do.
Okay.
And I kind of figured like, well, when I was finna get ready to take my test, the world had shut down. That was on that Thursday.
See, it wasn't meant to be. That
exactly. I said that too. Because I'm really spiritual when it comes to certain things. Oh. So I kind of felt that. Like, well, maybe this ain't meant for me then. Like, mm-hmm. the school bus stuff. But it was cool, though. For the experience or whatever. Like, it was cool.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, it really wasn't for me. But as far as, manifesting all that, like, overall, like,
Like, what's just, your, like, what do you envision? Like, what are you, like, striving for? You know, what do you, like, better. See yourself and, like,
I want to own a store. That's my next thing. Like, owning a store, like, or a storefront.
A clothing store?
Yeah, like doing clothes. Yeah, clothes, for sure.
Okay.
Because I like the dress. I love the dress. I can see it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Like,
man,
yeah.
I'm definitely
I love it.
You said, okay.
China,
like,
Batty Johnson. Make sure y'all show. I mean, make sure y'all go follow me. Follow me on Facebook.
Not
China Batty
real.
Johnson.
Not for real.
Yeah, for yes. sure. Like, I love it. I love to sell clothes. I love to interact with other people. I love to get people dressed. I love the energy, you know? Like, I love to make people feel good. Like, let's be real.
Cause,
yeah, I give off that energy. Like, I love to make people smile. Because I like to smile. Like, why the fuck I want to see you sad or mad? Like,
yeah.
No.
We gotta
I don't like
life,
that.
Yeah. Bitch, okay?
Like, for real. Like, I don't like that.
I feel like the world needs you.
Aww.
No, for real.
I feel like that too, though. Honestly.
No, for real.
No, seriously. For real.
Like, and I always, for real, like, for real. Even myself, I always tell people, even myself, like, dream big, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Wherever you envision, go higher. Mm-hmm. Go higher, 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 because this world and this matrix that we in will get us so fucked up and stuck.
And it's so evil out here.
No, for real.
It,
like,
really
you
is.
Really have to be very, very conscious.
That's a whole nother topic.
That's a whole nother topic.
It
I don't
is.
Even want to go into that right now.
Yeah.
But,
because my energy up there right now. But yeah.
No, for real. I feel like it's. Hey, bro. Man, bro. You done said women she got
hey,
out the right way.
Period.
I love it so much. So.
I'm here.
So where can we shop? Like, you know, like I need some.
So I do ship. I do ship. I ship everywhere. Like, literally. I've been shipping everywhere. Minnesota, Illinois.
Like, what type of products do you sell? Like, as far as, like, so, clothing wise, I need
you know,
to
I don't
want to
say too much on camera.
What you mean?
But
give us the
what I'm going to tell y'all cheat code right now.
Okay.
Add me on China Batty Johnson.
I need that.
Y'all
will see. I need everything. Okay? Like, for real.
Add me on China Batty Johnson. Y'all going to see that. Yeah. Everything I sell is on the, like, yeah.
Right. What else you do? What's something we don't know about China Betty Johnson?
What's something you don't know?
Yeah.
Man. I'm real cool. I don't think people know that. Some people don't know that. Some people think I'm mean. Some people think otherwise.
I mean, I feel like when people see a beautiful, flamboyant woman, they instantly get intimidated. You know what I'm saying? They instantly get, like, insecure. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but nah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that. I'm real cool, though. I'm real down to earth.
Yeah,
like,
but, yeah, I can
see. I don't judge. I don't, you know what I'm saying?
You just filled up with love and positivity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
But I'll definitely treat your ass too, though. You feel me?
Hey, I don't doubt that for a second, okay? I already know. I already fucking know.
For real, though.
Don't
but I definitely love the heart. You feel me? For real, though. Yeah.
Your energy is so, like, powerful. Like, everything you do,
that's,
like,
what's up.
Very
that's
powerful.
I'm glad you realize that. That's 100. Some
no,
people don't realize that. But,
no,
you know, some people ain't woke.
It's very powerful.
Some people ain't woke, though. That's what it is.
What you mean by woke?
Whole nother, so, that's a whole nother topic, man.
That is a whole
nother
episode.
Like, yeah.
So, let me break it down. What's a conspiracy theory that you believe in?
Man, what I believe in.
What's a conspiracy theory?
I believe God is real. I believe God is real. That's a conspiracy theory because some people really think that ain't real. I think it's real, though. I think he real, for sure.
What you mean by that?
As far as God admits situations, and he real.
He done showed
like yeah,
I'm
for sure.
Here.
And then,
give you signs.
That for sure.
For
that for sure. And I feel like I'm so tapped with, like, certain things I don't even want to speak on because I really don't speak on it. It just happened. And it'd be like, it's so real. I know it's real.
Like, me and him, we got a connection.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. It's
so
a connection,
like,
for sure. Definitely.
He come through every
definitely,
time.
Definitely. That for sure.
The same way. That's,
yeah, that's 100. Crazy. That's why we connecting right now. You hear me?
No,
like, for real. Big facts.
I cannot with you. Hey, Jay, come get your cousin. Like, for real. I ain't gonna lie. I was a little nervous with you coming on the show because, like, I ain't know nothing about you. But it's just, like, I already knew, like, the type of energy you was gonna bring. And I just knew I had to be ready for someone
that's
like 100. You.
Okay? That's 100.
So,
and that was all off the messages, too, though. Like, I was just texting and shit.
No,
you know
for
saying?
Real.
Yeah. Definitely. I'm just like,
I love you.
I love you, too, Bo.
And we just met.
Period.
But I already love you so much. So, you know, just bring it back to women's cheat code, okay? So
okay.
What's one other cheat code that you can give for the baddies out there who are trying to grow their business, you know, become an entrepreneur or just become a bad bitch you know, in general, you know what I'm saying? So, like, what's one cheat code that you wish you would have knew when you were younger? What's one thing that you learned recently about yourself or about life that we can get something from? Because, you know, because we're all in here mm-hmm. to learn and experience life and just take what we can and just yep. grow in the process. So, what's one thing that you can give to all of us out there, okay?
I feel as if no matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, I feel as if go for it. Like, if there's something you want to do, you want to do business, you want to own a shop, you want to own a nail shop, you want to own a hair shop, like, you want to own any type of shop, go for it. Like, for real.
Just do
like,
it.
Just do it. Exactly. Just do right. it. Because, for real, though, because
that's
you can't sit here.
Said than done, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it really ain't, though.
Just do it.
It really ain't. It really
I get
ain't.
You.
Because even if you start.
Because at the end of the day, you never going to be prepared.
Exactly.
You never
exactly.
going to be prepared.
And even if you start now, like, even if you probably got 100 different things to do on your list, just start somewhere. Because let's be real. Like, once you start, you might like it when you start. Like, you know what I'm saying? It might motivate you to keep going.
Right.
Like, you never know. So you just talking and you just thinking, like, damn, maybe right. if I start, maybe tomorrow. Or you just procrastinating. Like, no, stop
What's
procrastinating.
That, education commercial?
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I heard. I damn near heard it. What is it?
Call educate. I'm girl. I ain't gonna say this shit. But anyway, what you say? Yeah, call education connect. She waiting around the phone asking what I'm gonna do with my life. Just do it. Just pick up the phone and call education.
No, for real. No.
Over you, but not for real. Though. Just get to it. Like
for
whatever
real.
You have envisioned in your mind, it can become a reality.
Because let's be real,
it can become a reality.
Let's be real.
Like to be, let's be real.
No, I'm talking about as far as like when it comes down to if you want to do something, like just do it. This is what I'm saying. As far as like, because let's be real. Like you working a job 9 to 5, not knocking it, but what I'm saying is like, is you really doing what you want to do? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, is you really doing that because you want to do it? Or are you doing it because you got to make a living? Or are you doing it because you got to pay this bill? Or, like, what are we doing?
Right,
like, you got to have a purpose within doing certain things.
I mean, honestly, 9 times out of 10 is to pay the bills. But
yeah.
if it's making you miserable in the
exactly.
process, like, you have to figure something out so
yeah.
that you don't be, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I wasn't ready for you. Aww. I wasn't ready for, you know, women. Because,
yeah.
you know, I was ready. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you can never be fully prepared for anything.
Exactly.
You just gotta go for it and
exactly.
go in and trust that God
exactly.
is going to be there for
yep.
you the whole time. You know what I'm saying?
And that's true. And that's true. And that's true. And that's all about just having a little seed of faith. For real, though.
Yes,
because
that,
let's be real. Some people don't even
faith.
Have that. Some people don't have that, for real. And it's like, so where you think you're going
to
go?
And I feel like that's one thing we can give to the new girlies. Just these new girlies coming up, like, you know, I know we don't really go to church like that no more. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't even
and,
got to. Let's be real.
But I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to, but you do have
believe.
To have faith
yeah.
and believe that the universal consciousness
mm-hmm.
is there working
mm-hmm.
in your favor no matter
mm-hmm.
what you decide to do, okay?
Exactly.
So walk in your power, walk
exactly.
in your truth. And that's exactly what you are doing. And I love and look up to you
that's
so much.
Aww.
Because I feel like you can just give
that's
the 100. Girls out there so much inspiration and motivation
for,
you know, stepping up to the next level. That's,
yeah.
That's what I'm about. Whatever level you are on, I just hope that the girlies can take something from this
mm-hmm.
podcast and be like, you know, even if they don't listen to the whole podcast, just like, I can take that and run with it. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Just something to elevate
yeah.
them to the next level.
Man, never give up, man.
Never
for
give
real,
up.
Never.
For real.
Like, I'm still striving. I'm still trying to get to the top. You hear me? Like, for real, though.
It's levels to this
it's
shit.
It definitely is.
As long as you leveling
definitely.
Up.
Oh my.
Hey, and I'll meet you at the top, homegirl.
Hey,
okay,
for real, though.
I love you so much. Well,
period.
I thank you so much for being
thank
on the show.
Thank you.
Like, you set women's cheat code off the right way.
Aww,
and I appreciate you so much. Like, genuinely.
Period.
We're going to be tuned in. And we definitely going to need a part two to this, okay?
Because
mm-hmm. we got some more shit to talk mm-hmm. about, all right? So, go ahead and say who you are and your credentials and where they can follow you and where they can shop from you at one more time.
Okay, my name is China Batty Johnson, as you guys probably already heard before. But yeah, make sure y'all check out my page. Follow me on Facebook. I do ship everywhere, and I mean everywhere. Of course, it's going to be like a little shipping fee, but you know, what's
fee?
That to a boss?
Exactly.
You hear me? Like, yeah.
Period.
Make sure y'all come shop. Check me out. Follow my page. Hit me up.
I
inbox
love it so
me.
Much. Yes.
Period.
Well, thank y'all for tuning in to Women's Cheat Codes. Okay. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll be back with another dope ass episode. So, yeah, for sure. See y'all next time.
Deuces.